This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. What's up, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I am doing an episode on doing the thing, writing the paper, studying for that exam, even when you don't feel like it. This one is actually really personal to me right now, so that's why it's happening today. But before we get started, I did want to give you a reminder that I am still accepting applications to work with me as a coach for free. So if you do fill this out, it's a 4 or 5 question survey. I ask for your name, your email, what college you're at, what you want to get out of working with together, and then also what your biggest challenge is as a college student right now. If you are looking for clarity or confidence in what you're working towards, you know you're in college and you know that you're supposed to make a difference in this world. You're supposed to have a positive impact, but you have no clue where to get started. That's going to be one type of student that I really want to work with. So if that is you, make sure that you apply, and the link is in the show notes. The second type of student that I'm looking to work with is someone who already knows that they want to make a difference. You already are pretty clear about how you want to make a difference. Maybe it's improving our environment. Maybe it is you are really passionate about a group of people. Maybe you really want to work with the elderly. Maybe you really want to improve the education system. Lord knows we need all of those things. But you really want to make a difference and you want to do one of those things, but you're not really confident in actually doing it. It's like you really want to do those things, but you're like, I could never do that. I'm here to tell you that I want to help you become the person who can do that. So if that is you, if you are one of these two students, please, please, please consider applying if you want to work with me. The only catch is that you have to fill out the survey, which takes 2 minutes. And then if you are chosen, then we will actually need to record our sessions. And that's so I can get feedback, because in the previous episode, I mentioned that I am working towards a life coach certification. And so I need that in order to develop and grow as a coach. So I would love to work with you. Just go do it right now. You know you want to. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on to today's episode. And in today's episode, it's going to be a quickie. It's a solo episode where, like I said, this is really personal to me right now. So I really didn't want to do this podcast. And the reason for that is because I actually had a different podcast episode planned for today, but the audio really was crappy and I didn't want to put it out. So I'm trying to work with that and edit that. It's not my forte to really edit that well, so I'm just not really sure what to do with that particular one. Anyway, so I have all these episodes that I've been wanting to talk to you all about. I have a list of probably 50 plus a ton of people who I would love to interview, and none of them are really resonating with me. And I'm like, why? Why are none of these resonating with me? Because I'm really passionate about all of them and I want to talk to you about all these different things. I even meditated for the purpose of trying to get clear on this, and it just was not clicking. And what I realized is that, you know what, maybe I just need to share that. I didn't want to record this episode. And to be honest, I could have just not done anything this week. You wouldn't have known a difference. Maybe you would have been like, oh, I wonder why she didn't post an episode this week, if you're following kind of each week. But some of you may not have even noticed. And I could have just done it. I'm not doing this for anybody else but you. And I could have just skipped this week and started back next week when I have another episode planned. But I didn't. I showed up, because that's what discipline is. I committed to doing an episode every single week for the entire semester. And so I have to show up. I have to do it. And so I'm doing it even though I don't feel like it and I don't feel super inspired right now. And what's interesting is that as I have been talking, I am kind of getting fired up. Like, I totally feel this. And a lot of my students are in this situation this semester where they don't feel like studying. They don't really feel like writing the paper. They have a lot going on right now and it's starting to get a bit overwhelming. This is the time where you have to lean on discipline, because you are not going to feel motivated the whole time. You're just not. And I did an episode on that, on motivation and discipline. So I will link that in the show notes as well, because that might be helpful for you right now. But this is an episode to tell you that sometimes you have to do the thing, write that paper, you have to study for the exam, even when you don't feel like it. Real talk, I am not going to encourage you or challenge you to do something that I am not doing it myself. So as I tell you to get outside of your comfort zone and to face your fears and to explore and to follow your curiosity and to challenge yourself, I'm doing that shit too. I would not be telling you all these things if I didn't really, really believe in them and if I'm not doing them myself, because I really feel like that's where integrity comes in for me. So, oh my gosh, did you just hear my dog snore? Because yeah, he's snoring right now. Anyway, I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I just really encourage you to put the work in. Do your best. Do the thing that you've been putting off, even when you don't feel like it. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to apply if you want to have the potential for some free coaching sessions. And make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss the next one. And I will catch you in the next episode. Have an excellent week.